Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who has helped provide light, comfort, and connection in our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app.
This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor Lee Colvin.
And it is time to talk to our pal Lee Colvin. Good morning, sir.
How are you doing today, bud?
I'm doing okay. Good to have a chance to catch up with you here this morning. And we're going to be talking about investing today, right?
We are definitely going to be talking about investing, understanding the risks, and also the risks of not investing, which can be its own risk.
Risk or no risk, that is the question, I guess, right?
Which everything comes with risk.
Sure.
It's so perplexing, Brian.
I know. That's life for you. But so it does involve risk, and so does not investing. So I guess today we're going to look at the things that we need to know, how both these types of risk can affect your ability to reach your financial goals.
We definitely are. And, in doing that, we want to talk about, or we want to start with the risks associated with investing. There's not a single investment risk because different types of investment carry different types of risk. So we wanted to look at three different investment categories and some of the risks that are connected with each.
So we're going to talk about stocks, bonds, and CDs or certificates of deposits here. So let's start off with stocks.
So Brian, when we're looking at these, and this is, you and I speak about this a lot on the air in different perspectives, but when you invest in stock or stock-based mutual funds, you will incur the risk that the value of your investments may decline, right? And we work on that and talk about that a lot. But stock prices can fall for any number of reasons. It may be lower than expected earnings. It could be a change in management from the company. Maybe a change in consumer taste, and so on. So although the historical trend for stocks has been positive, there will always be periods when prices are down. And one way to help defend against the volatility is to hold stocks for the long term rather than constantly buying and selling, and also to own a mix of stocks from different industries and even different countries.
And one of the key words in that is mix. So important to also look at that as well. Lee Colvin joining us today, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, as we talk about knowing the risk of investing and not investing, and kind of focusing in on three categories. We've talked about stocks. What about bonds?
When the market interest rates rise, the value of your bonds can decline because investors won't pay full price for them when they can get the newer ones that offer higher rates. Another type of risk associated with bonds is credit risk. And this is essentially describing the risk that the bond issuer may default or not pay the debt, potentially disrupting their flow of interest payments. However, you can help mitigate this risk by purchasing investment-grade bonds that receive the highest credit ratings from independent rating agencies.
Lee, the next is CDs or certificates of deposit. What do you want to share with us about CDs?
So Brian, although CDs are generally considered safe because their principal is guaranteed, they do carry in reinvestment risk, or the risk that you won't be able to reinvest the proceeds of a maturing CD at the same interest rate as the pass rate. The basically, to help protect against this risk, you could own CDs of varying maturities, and when the market rates are low, you'll still have your longer-term CDs paying higher interest. And when market rates rise, you can reinvest the money from your maturing shorter-term CDs into the new higher-paying ones.
Well, as we kind of transition here, why don't we turn to a different kind of risk, the risk of not investing. So we talked about the risk of investing. What are the risks of not investing?
So the risk of not investing is the risk, you know, it's easy to understand, really. If you don't invest, or if you consistently invest only in the most conservative of vehicles, your money may not grow enough to allow you to reach your important long-term goals, such as a comfortable retirement.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you should never own, you know, conservative investments like, well, we just talked about CDs and some bonds.
That's right. You know, when you're saving for a short-term goal, such as a down payment on a home or maybe a wedding, possibly a long vacation, you want the money to be there when you need it. So an investment that offers protection of principal may be appropriate in those moments, even if it does not provide much in the way of growth.
So for long-term goals, you need to, you've used this term on the air before, an investment portfolio. So looking at long-term investments, long-term goals, we need to look at that, right? Investment portfolio.
Exactly. You know, build an investment portfolio that contains growth potential, right? So that may be more like your stocks, and it can reflect your personal risk to the tolerance that you have risk-wise and time horizon. Over time, your risk tolerance may also change, so be aware of this. As you get closer to retirement, you may want to take a somewhat more conservative approach, but you'll always need some elements of growth.
Important information here, and I mean, just kind of coming away from our conversation today, you know, when you invest, and we've talked about this numerous times, you're not going to totally eliminate risk.
That's right. You know, risk can't be eliminated. Again, as we just saw, there are different levels, different types of risk, but it can be managed. And keeping this in mind, it helps consider a long-term investment strategy that allows for risk, but also offers the possibility of reward.
So, Lee, if in terms of managing a portfolio, some of the things that we talked about today, your risk tolerance, that's where an Edward Jones financial advisor like yourself or any of the other great folks here in Rutherford County would be a great asset to have. So what would you suggest? I'm sure you'd be more than happy to help folks.
Absolutely. And Brian, as we always talk about, you know, folks can reach out to my office at 615-907-7056. Again, that's 615-907-7056. We'd be more than happy to discuss some of your needs, discuss some of your desires to plan, and help put you with the right financial advisor with Edward Jones here locally. And also, if we need to, in our discussions, we can also bring in the other professionals that we may need to help complement your overall financial picture.
Sounds good. Lee, I appreciate you spending some time with us this morning, and we will catch up with you here in a few weeks.
Sounds great, Brian. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. That is Lee Colvin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, joining us here today on Rutherford Issues.